She's back. It's been a fucking semester, but it's over. It's over. And here I am, back, going to make the commitment to once a week, every Monday, I will be dropping a podcast episode. Even when the new semester starts, I won't neglect y'all like I've been. In this episode, I want to just quickly, briefly discuss what I've been dealing with and kind of regurgitate it so that it might give some insight to somebody else. I've been dealing with some codependency issues. I've made the executive decision. If you've been following this podcast, you know that I've taken solitude for myself and that it was probably one of the best feelings I've felt. And I want to come clean and say that I am codependent in life in certain areas. And I've realized this because I'm self-aware, and self-awareness is very important. And I wouldn't even be doing this podcast if I wasn't trying to, if the underlying theme of this fucking podcast wasn't self-awareness, complete and utter self-awareness. I've been observing myself and my actions and the reasons why I do certain things, and I've been realizing that in almost every single area of my life, I don't think that I can stand on my own two feet when it comes to, like, the last episode that I posted about imposter syndrome. I was talking about how I didn't feel as though I was relevant without other people, right? That branches out into every other area of my life, right? I don't feel as though I can create something without somebody. I feel like I need a guest at all times. Guests are wonderful and I want more of them, and I love speaking to people because there's only so much value that I can give to you guys, right? And I love getting other opinions and I love listening, and I don't just love speaking and fucking word vomiting, right? But a lot of my issues come from me not feeling as though I can do things on my own. Like I need somebody to take care of it, or need somebody to hold my hand through it. And that is probably my next lesson. My biggest lessons in life are boundaries, codependency. Those kind of go together, and imposter syndrome. They all kind of go together, right? This is my first Mount Everest that I'm climbing is codependency. I'm not labeling myself as a codependent, but yes, and I feel like we all are, right? I'll give some examples of how I am, and maybe somebody out there can relate. When I'm upset and I don't want to think about something, I resort to alcohol, drinking my feelings, getting drunk to the point of obliteration. Obliteration? I don't know. I'm really good with words today, guys. Like, hey, have a podcast and don't know how to speak during it. Anyway, which isn't a problem, but I have a lot of crutches in life, if that makes sense. And I'm trying to really break free, especially going into 2022. I'm trying to really break free from those crutches. Yes, I have a support system, and I lean on that support system every fucking day as needed, you know, and that's okay. But there are also things that I know that I need to do on my own, and people come into my life and I start feeling like, oh no, I need this person. Fuck, you know. And it's not like I'm trying to get to a point where I don't want to need anybody. But I want to get to a point where I'm confident within myself that I can do things for myself, by myself, period. And I'm not there yet. So, I should have gotten my phone. There are certain signs, like specific signs of codependency and stuff like that. And I definitely, and you know what, if you've grown up with, you know, any type of abuse from adults in your life, but specifically substance abuse, you definitely are that type of person that there are different buckets of codependency. One of them that I remember that I like really, really like ticked every box was the compliance bucket. It's like being a people pleaser, avoiding confrontation and doing and just falling in line. You know, like in therapy, my therapist always tells me, when you were younger and you were a kid, people pleasing was something you needed to do in order to survive, right? In a household where your stepmother was being abusive, it was something you needed to do in order to avoid the verbal abuse. So you people pleased, you fell in line. And she said that helped you, people pleasing. But now, and maybe it's not codependency, to be quite honest. Who the fuck am I? In therapy, my therapist has absolutely confirmed I have codependent tendencies, right? But again, I'm not labeling myself a codependent because I'm just human, right? It's like when you start, just a side note, when you start trying to like, when you embark on this self-discovery journey, a lot of it is psychological, right? So you start to really like, okay, I have ADHD, but that doesn't define me. I'm codependent. Okay, but that doesn't define me. I'm a people pleaser, but that doesn't define me. We're just human beings with fucking issues like everybody else. Like I have just as many issues as all of you guys, you know, and I'm learning a lot about myself, and it's good to learn about yourself and why you are the way that you are. You know, because especially if you're somebody like me who beats up on yourself a lot, it's good to understand where it stems from, right? I just want to put that as an aside. Now I lost my train of thought. Testament to my ADHD. God damn it. Tell me you have ADHD without telling me you have fucking ADHD. God damn it. So my therapist did put it into perspective and said, you know, when you were a kid, people pleasing worked for you. It helped you. It helped you not to be bullied. It helped you not to be abused. But now as an adult at 32 years old, it's not helping you. It's hindering you. It's giving you anxiety. It is making you feel like shit. So it's something I'm working on, you know, and people pleasing is directly connected to codependency. You want to people please and make sure that you're doing everything for everybody else because you're so afraid that they're going to abandon you, or you're so afraid they're going to hate you if you don't. You want to avoid confrontation at all costs because you don't want to rock the boat. You don't worry about your own boundaries because, you know, yours don't matter. You don't feel as though you are good enough without somebody else behind you in some sort of way. And here's the thing, right? If you want to accomplish anything, you need help. You need support. There's a difference between, like I said, and I will continue to say it, and maybe this will be a very redundant episode. You need support. I have a support system. When I'm having anxiety and I have utilized all my own resources, the meditation, the journaling, the deep breathing, the everything that I've talked about on this channel. And I'll obviously go into more of what helps me with my anxiety because, yeah, I literally, well, actually, as of late, I haven't, this last week, haven't really been experiencing too much anxiety or anxiousness because I've cut down on caffeine. But my therapist says, when you utilize all of those resources that you know that you have in your toolbox to help you with your anxiety that actually do make you feel good, you have that support system. Your mother, your best friends, your girlfriend even, whatever, whoever it is. And that's okay. It's okay to rely on a support system and have a support system. That is not what the fuck I am saying here. What I'm saying is, it is not okay to feel as though you are nothing or not good enough or not worthy enough without somebody else or something else. Like, people should love Tori for Tori. People should be here, and people are here to listen to me. I don't know why, genuinely, but y'all are here. Here y'all are. You know? And I'm so fucking grateful. But when I get in my head, there are moments that I am like, I can't do this alone. In the sense that I need somebody else's platform. I need a co-host or something like that. Just as an example, because whoever's watching this might think like, okay, but a co-host is not the end of the fucking world. Right. But I'm consistently out here, like, whenever I have a really nice, good conversation with somebody that I know has a platform, I'm like, oh my God, should I make them a co-host? Maybe then the podcast will grow. I don't think I can do this alone. And that is my codependency. I do not think I can stand on my own feet and create something of value that is mine and mine alone. Cheers to that, if you're watching me on YouTube. And if you're feeling that way, or if you've felt that way, this episode is just me literally, like, first and foremost coming clean, right? When you base, and it goes beyond business or even romantically, there are people who are like, I am nobody without somebody, right? That's codependency. Friendships. I am nobody without these friendships that I have. I am nobody without my social life. Well, no, that's not true. So what I've decided to do for myself is dial it fucking back, because I don't want to go into 2022 with the same coping mechanisms. And I haven't. Listen, I don't give myself enough credit. I have 150% from a year ago to now, I've grown so much. And I'm grateful for myself and my growth that every single year I can look back and think, wow, I'm not where I was. And not everybody can say that. So I do give myself right now, like, it's a very rare moment, and I don't normally give myself credit, but I'm giving myself credit. And I'm not trying to fucking talk about myself, right? There's a method to my madness. This is how I relate to you guys, right? So what would I say to anybody out there struggling with these same types of issues, the imposter syndrome, the codependency, all of that? You can't spend a weekend inside by yourself because you're afraid of yourself. You're afraid, like, you know, you're afraid that your existence, or you think that your existence is validated by other fucking people, you know, by the likes on Instagram. Like, there are moments where my views on TikTok are shit. And I'm like, no, I'm fucking irrelevant. But am I? I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still alive. There are times I'll post and this is the realness. And I know I'm not the only creator who goes through this, but this is my fucking podcast and I'm talking about myself here. I'll post pictures on Instagram and I'm like, wait, it's not getting this amount of likes in, you know, this app. It's been 2 hours and I've only gotten, who fucking cares? Who cares? The message is you are relevant. And this is a message to my fucking self, my damn self too. You are relevant regardless of all of that. Because when you walk into a room and there's one person whose life lights up and face lights up, even if those people are little people like my nieces and nephew, that is enough to know that you are good enough on your own. Just being you, just for fucking existing, right? So I need to remember that on a consistent basis, and so do y'all. And so I'm here talking about my shit because I know that talking about my shit, you guys might be able to see yourselves in it, you know? And like I always say, we're on this fucking fucked up winding journey together. Welcome to the shit show, everybody. So, what I've decided to do for myself is dial it back. And dial it back in the sense of spend some time by myself. Because, and not forever, but really get to know who the fuck I am. What the fuck I want. What's good for me. And only me. Not, I'm doing this because this person wants it, or I'm saying this because this person wants to hear it, but what the fuck does Tori want? What does fill in the blank want? Fill in your name. What do you want? And only you, regardless of what this person has to say, if this person, I've been this type of person, and in doing some self-reflection, right, over the last, like, couple of months, I've realized I'll ask people their opinions. Do you think this? Do you think that? And they'll give me their opinions. No, you should go for that. You should do that. And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I should go for that. I should do that. And I become like a fucking like a parrot to what their opinion is of me in my life. And it's, again, I'm not saying don't ask for advice. People are there. They want to see you succeed. They want to give you advice, and advice is very, and even constructive criticism is welcome, right? I am not out here saying fuck advice. We're beyond advice. What I am saying is when you get that advice, that's all it is. It is not something that should dictate what you do and how you view yourself, right? And I've noticed within myself that that's what I do. When I get advice, one person says one thing and I'm like, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. Okay, yep, mm-hmm. That's how I am. That's who I am, right? And then I talk to this other person and they say the complete opposite and I'm like, well, they got a point too. Okay, yeah, that's who I am. That's what I want. That's, yeah, mm-hmm. And I never get back to center, and that is myself. And I never ask myself, if you're not asking yourself what you want, because at the end of the day, intuitively, we all know. We all know. Outside voices, like, people want what's best for us, right? Especially if we're going to the right people, they want to give us advice for what they think is best for us. But what Joe Schmo over here thinks is best for us may not be what Sally over here thinks is best for us, right? And they may have opposing opinions. And then that's where the confusion sets in. If you are not in touch with, as I am not, what the fuck you want as a person. And that to me is also ties into codependency. And so that's where I'm at right now. I have a lot of decisions in my life to make in every area of my life, and I'm still seeking outside validation before I'm seeking validation of myself for myself. And that's not how it should be. You are A1, and you know what, this is what I preach on this fucking podcast. You are your number one priority. You are your number one saving grace, period, point blank. You are your first resort. Everybody else and everything else outside of you should be your last resort. If that's not how it is, if it's flipped, that's an issue. And for me, it's flipped. And I'm not saying I live my... There are pieces of me, yes, I do live my life for other fucking people. And I do... I'm working on it. This podcast should be called I'm Working On It. Realistically. But anyway... Yeah, there are things in my life that I do for other people and I don't want to anymore. I am not bringing that energy into 2022. I'm bringing the energy of at least, at the very least, trying to change that narrative where it doesn't fucking matter if Joe Schmo thinks I should do X and Sally thinks that I should do Y. Because if I think that I should do Z, even if they think I'm going to fail or they think it's going to be, I'm going to regret it or whatever, I'm doing Z, you know, and I'm going to fucking pick Z with the utmost conviction because it's what I want to fucking do. There are so many moments in my life I'm unsure of myself. And so... my little bout of solitude that I've put myself into is to bring me back to center and really, listen, I did solitude. I had my solitude, y'all know if you follow the podcast, back in July, and it was eye-opening for me. But I did it for 2 weeks. 2 weeks is not enough. It's just not. These are habits that need to be broken, habits that I've had for 32 fucking years, or at the very least since I've been cognizant enough to develop them. So, okay, let's say since 7, 8, that's around the time my parents got divorced, right? So you do the math. 25 years? So 26 years, whatever it is, right? That's 25, 26 years of habitual action. 25, 26 years of doing the same thing, just in different situations. It's going to take way more than 2 fucking weeks to develop new habits for myself and to really get to know my fucking self. Like, realistically. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm at the place where I know I need to be alone. I don't need to be with anybody right now. I don't need to see anybody right now. I need to be alone. And be okay with that. Regardless of what's happening outside around me with this person or that person or these people, be okay with that. Because a lot of codependency is also comparing yourself to other fucking people. Because again, you seek the outside validation. And it's very, very hard when you are that codependent person who seeks outside validation to be on social media. Whether you have a big following or not, one single solitary fucking comment can really fuck up your entire day, right? And so I want to get to a point, and I'm going to get to a point where, not in a narcissistic, ignorant way, but nobody's opinion matters more than my own opinion of myself. Because I am sure of myself, I know who the fuck I am, I know what the fuck I want, and I know that no matter what anybody tells me on the outside, this is what's right for Tori because Tori says it's right for Tori. And again, fill in the blank, you know, this is what's right for XYZ because XYZ says it's right. You know, fill in your, put your name into it. if you're somebody who deals with this sort of shit. And a lot of my followers are women, and let's be real, a lot of women deal with this because we are the caretakers, the caregivers. I've done so many tarot readings, right? For people, for followers and stuff like that, for you guys. And the common recurring theme that continues to come up time and time again is the need to give back to ourselves and the need to realize that we can do it on our own. And so that's where I'm at. I don't want to make this is kind of like the start of a new journey. I feel it's like real this time, you know, like, and already my anxiety has dissipated because, well, I've kind of given up caffeine because I've realized that that is not good for my anxiety, but also because I'm taking care of myself. I'm focusing on myself. I'm here for myself. Does that mean I'm not going to see friends? I'm not going to go out and do this, do that? No. But I'm taking care of me first. And I ask myself and I'm checking in with myself. If somebody invites me somewhere, do you want to do that? If the answer is no, then it is a no. And you know what? Another thing, side note. If you say yes to something and then change your mind the day before, you're fucking entitled to it. For whatever reason you change your mind. Even if that reason is, I don't really feel like doing it anymore. You're entitled to it. And you don't have to explain anything to anybody. And I have my relationship with Jamie, right? My friendship with Jamie. And I am very proud of that friendship. Because her and I are just completely, she's somebody that I can unapologetically be like, no, I'd rather gouge my eyes out with forks than do whatever the fuck it is you just invited me to do. And she laughs and she says, cool, thought you would say that, but just wanted to extend the invite. I'll text you later. And same thing with her. Jamie will say, yeah, sure. And last minute, she'll be like, you know what? I'm kind of tired. I don't really feel like coming out. No problem. We were supposed to go. Me and Jamie were supposed to go. I got to have her back on the podcast. Me and Jamie were supposed to go away for Labor Day weekend this past summer. We were going to go upstate. And it ended up not happening. But she said yes. You know, like, it was a maybe, but it was leaning more towards yes. It felt like a yes, you know? And then leading up to it, I guess she realized, like, it wasn't really her thing or whatever, right? And so she was like, nah, you know, I don't think I'm going to go anymore. And this is a whole weekend trip. Did I get mad at her? Nope. I said, all right, cool. You're not going to go, then I'm not going to go, but that's cool. I'll find something else to do. You know why? Because it's not the fucking end of the world. And I respect her being like, listen, I don't really know who we're going with and stuff like that. It doesn't really make me comfortable. I can't really see myself doing it. And that's good enough. And as her best friend, I respect her boundary. I respect where she's at. And we fucking keep it pushing. Because I know she's not one to take advantage of me and I'm not one to take advantage of her. It's not about that. You know, it's we hang out when we both agree that that's what we want to do. And when we both don't see eye to eye, we don't hang out. it's the most, my friendship with Jamie is the most low maintenance friendship on the planet. But it is one that I am most proud of because it's very healthy. My camera just cut out. I hate this. It cuts out after 30 minutes. But the moral of the story, to wrap up, is you don't owe anybody jack shit. And if you're out here living your life, feeling as though you do owe people shit, well, then this episode is for you. We're gonna do this together, baby. Okay? Because that's where I'm at. And I'm working on no. Just say no. I'm bringing no into 2022. You want to go here? No. Why? You're an asshole. Because I don't feel like it. That's why. Oh, you're a dick. No, I'm not a dick. I'm being completely honest. I don't want to go because I don't feel like it. I don't want to go because I don't feel good. I don't want to go because fill in the fucking blank. Do I even need a because? No, I don't. And you don't either. Because nobody is your fucking keeper. So, you will see me every Monday. This Monday, particularly, when you are watching this, it's going to be a late upload. I had to get a COVID test and whatever. I'm fine. My rapid came back negative. I've had the sniffles for the last couple of days. But the holidays coming up, I just want to be safe. But, yeah. If you're watching this, this is probably being uploaded around 6:37 Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to try to get these episodes up every Monday at like 11 a.m. I'm going to shoot for it. But at the very least, you will see me every fucking Monday. Because this is my dream and this is where my focus needs to be. And this is what I need to be doing. And fuck everything else. So that's where I'm at. I love you guys very much. I would appreciate if you're listening on any platform other than YouTube, on any podcast platform, if you could rate this podcast, let me know what you guys think, send your comments, whatever, even if you think it sucks, whatever, just rate the podcast. If you enjoy it, give it a 5-star rating. If you're on YouTube, I don't know, give me a comment. Let me know what you think. Subscribe, whatever. All of that good shit. All right. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys in a week. And happy holidays. All right. Peace out.